Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Debbie Kennedy is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Debbie is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Putting Our Differences to Work, and she's here to talk to us about what you and I can do to make sure that we're ready for the next great opportunity. Debbie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be with you, especially at the beginning of this important week. And also, at this time, when we're facing change and economic uncertainty all around us, I think it's a wonderful moment for us to come together as small business owners to take stock of the opportunity that lies in that for innovation, for reinvention of ourselves, and some of it is very familiar to me.
Well, Debbie, I agree, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I think that one of the challenges that small business owners have, and this is one of the things that I've been talking about quite a bit over the last few weeks, is reminding them that whatever we're in right now, we're going to come out of one day, because we always have, and we always, and I think we always will. But the reason, and so at some point in time, there are going to be great opportunities on the horizon. And if all we focus on is the muck that we're in right now, we won't be ready for those opportunities, will we?
No. In fact, one of the first things that happened the day, I remember when the market went down that first day, it all seemed so familiar. You know, I ended up just flashing on going back a number of years in 1997 when the Asian market crisis happened. And my small business lost all of its business overnight. I mean, it was a really very difficult time. It was scary. And it's all relative. You don't need the whole world to go down. You only need your world to go down.
Well, you know what they say. A recession is when your neighbor is unemployed. A depression is when you're unemployed.
That's right. That is true. And I remember the day that it happened, and it really sent us into a tailspin. We had had our major, we had a big major contract. They lost a bunch of their business, their stock plummeted, and we got ousted.
Yeah.
And what I remember in the process of it was very much what I'm seeing now. I've been holding dialogues with people and finding that we all have a lot in common. And when I look at this, as you're saying, I think it's a time to ask some really important questions, like, what can we do? What could we learn from other people who've been through economic downturns before, and how can we turn this crisis and let it be a catalyst for reinventing our own business? And this is the sort of route that I took. Not, I would love to take credit for it, but I really can't. It was went back to a time when I was with IBM, as you know, for many, many years, and in new employee orientation, they would be so glad to know the teacher of that class to know that I remembered something all those years ago. But when this crisis came to my business, we watched a lot of things happen. First, we saw some of our friends charging up big vacations and taking kind of the dying man's last feast before they knew everything was going to be bad, and they just kind of split.
Were they planning on dying the next day or something?
Well, I think that they could just see how bleak it was.
What year was that? What year was that, Debbie?
You know?
What year was that, Debbie?
1997 in July. And we ended up doing something that was not, with all my friends that were entrepreneurs, most of them kind of split or went into a depression themselves. And for some reason, I remembered a little story that I learned in this new employee orientation, and it went something like this. During the Great Depression, while most businesses were completely shutting down, Thomas Watson, the founder of IBM, who kept the workers busy and kept them producing typewriters, and they would put these, they put them into the warehouse, and largely because of the result of believing in doing that and trying to make things happen at that time, and keep people working and reinventing themselves. When the Social Security Act of 1935 was passed, IBM opened its doors and it was ready to receive that new opportunity. So I don't know what made me think of it, but we got together with our team and we decided, instead of getting depressed or spending every last dime that we had and having a party, that we would just buckle down, roll up our sleeves, and see what we could do to get ready for the next opportunity.
But what he had to do, though, he had to do other things to make sure that he could keep those doors open, because he couldn't pay his people with monopoly money. He had to pay them with real money, and so they had to do some things concurrently with all that to keep the doors open. And that, I think that's one of the big lessons we have to take right now. We have to think about right now, Debbie, is that if the best way for me, the only way I should say, that for me to be able to take advantage of that great new opportunity that's in my future is if I survive to get to the future.
That's right. And
so I've got to make sure I do the things right now that help me survive, and so I can thrive.
Well, and part of, I think, what he did was call upon creativity and brain power as a replacement
right.
for money when he didn't have it. He did little things like have people, we wouldn't maybe do this today, but he was quite creative in getting people to sing around the desks in the morning and
I sing around here all the time. My employees love it.
That's right. I know in my own case what we did was we started doing some things to reinvent ourselves. We cleaned out everything. We took all the old stagnant ways, tried to re-envision what we could do that maybe we weren't doing now. We'd been in business about 6 or 7 years at the time, and so there was time for maybe taking our own work to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And the great part is when we finished doing some things, and I'm going to give some specific examples of what to do, after we reinvented our work, our brochures, our way of doing things, and we did it all ourselves, I got a phone call from my big client, and it was 6 months later, and I was ready to go pound the pavement, and they said, you know, we're doing something totally different. Do you think you guys can help us? Well, from
wow.
the reinvention that we did, we were ready to accept that new opportunity.
Well, see, that's what
the rest is history.
That's right. I've been telling people, and I did this back in 2001, 2002, Debbie, that, hey, folks, you know, this is a good time to focus on the fundamentals and to tighten up your ship, and that way when things turn around, you're not only going to be ready, you're going to be more profitable than everybody else. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Debbie Kennedy. She's the author of Putting Our Differences to Work. Little Van Halen bringing us back. That's a good song, by the way. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Debbie Kennedy is our guest. She's the author of Putting Your Differences to Work. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Debbie, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book, please.
It is puttingourdifferencestowork.com. And I also run monthly dialogues that are free and open to the public to give people a chance to be able to be with others and learn how to do lots of things. We're doing a lot of things around the economy right now. This next, on the 14th, where I actually have a dialogue going, which is about change and reinvention of yourself, which certainly is part of that and getting ready for the next opportunity. So everyone is invited, and it's available on my website.
So check that out. Give us the website again, please.
PuttingOurDifferencesToWork.com.
.com. All right, so check that out, folks. The book is there. It's available also wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
Debbie, we're talking about making sure that we get ready. One of the things that for the next great opportunity, and one of the things that I think is that if we run around here with our heads down and you know moping around about the economy, we're not going to be ready to take advantage of when things turn around. And I think that there's no way to know when things are going to turn around. Is it going to be 3 months or 3 years? But if you've got your chin up, if you've got your head up, and you're focused on the horizon, and you're looking around at what you could do to not only survive but actually improve your organization, you'll be aware. You'll start to see, you know, I remember the story. I don't know if this is true or not. Remember the story about how Columbus decided the world is round. He could see ships coming over the horizon. He could see just the tip of their masts, and then all of a sudden he could see the ship. So I think those of us who keep our heads up, we'll start seeing the tips of the masts of that ship of opportunity. And if we got our head down, we won't see it, and we'll be one of the also-rans instead of one of the leaders in the next expansion. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely think you're right, and I think we all have to. There's something that is igniting about of something inside, the passion inside, for us to mobilize and do something. I have found that in any crisis, in any situation, doing nothing is paralyzing. And it might be difficult to do it, but getting up in the morning and starting in the direction you want to go makes a big difference. And it I know from my own crises that I've been through this in my own lifetime, but also through others. I spent a morning with some people about a month ago when this first happened, talking about what we could learn from the crises they had been through in their lives that were personal, business, whatever. And we were really stunned. None of us knew each other, and yet at the same time, through that dialogue, we realized there was lots we could do. And I think there is now, even when people are doing things like taking stock of where they are, reevaluating what they're doing, looking for that one thing that they always wish that their business might be able to take on a new sort of little direction that might open a door. And I'd like to offer three things that I think people can take away and begin to start looking at, which will be a freeing experience. First is strengthening relationships. This is a great time to be calling and emailing and exploring possibilities, maybe with new partners, maybe sharing resources in some places. And
look around for where you're duplicating what somebody else is duplicating.
Exactly.
And maybe it's a truck or something, for heaven's sake.
Yes, and having a mutualistic sort of alliance. Also finding other people who are willing to look out at the future, because there might be an alliance or some sort of a mutualistic partnership that can work.
And don't hang out with people who don't do that.
No, do not.
Let them go have their own pity party somewhere else. Yeah.
There is a magic in believing that you can do things, and who else knows better than a small business person?
That's exactly right.
Ability, you wouldn't be there.
What's the next
one? Even heard some people in this dialogue that I was in. There were numbers of them that said that they could see really great things happening amidst all of this crisis, that it was kind of an equalizer.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity. Number two is repackaging and upgrading yourself. And that you can do a lot of this free, almost all of it. One example, when we went through the crisis ourselves in 97, one of the things we needed to do was upgrade our website. We didn't know how to do it. We had no money, so we learned how to do it. We bought a book, and everybody invested and learned getting a little technical skill.
And, here's the thing about things like that, like training and what you're just talking about. You won't do it when things are great because you don't have time. You're so busy taking orders.
That's right.
That's what I was talking about a minute ago. Now's the time to get yourself ready for that. Okay, go ahead.
And much of it is online. I mean, it's even the dialogues that I hold myself are free to the public, and there are a lot of free opportunities out there to be able to upgrade yourself. So you need to imagine ways that you can reposition how you present yourself to your customers.
Right.
It might even be examining how you might be able to serve the customers a little bit differently by being able to think about how your services might be expanded to what you anticipate they're going to need. And mostly saying yes, that you could do almost anything, and being able to, when the doors open for opportunity, that you've got something new to remarket yourself and represent yourself in the future.
And Debbie, thank you so much for doing a good job today.
Thank
I appreciate you. I feel better already, Debbie, just because you were
That's
here.
That's good. I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk to you, and I wish everybody a wonderful week and a wonderful renewal of their businesses.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, Putting Your Differences to Work is the book. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.